Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's your girl, Monique Leray, and this is The Startup. Happy Sunday to you. It's the the top of the month, and I am actually out of town doing this remotely from Washington State. I'm here for a couple different projects. I think as I touched on last week, when we had Crystal and her family on our Justice for Andre and Bryson film, I'm up here to meet with them and also with Justice for Jackie. A shout out to James Rideout. He just won his second term as counsel with the tribal council here in Washington State. So a big shout out to him. And yeah, we've got a lot going. We're also up here to do some shooting for the pandemic documentary. If you have a story, if you are a COVID-19 survivor, an essential worker, and or someone that knows someone that is, or you just have an extraordinary story that you want to share, we're still shooting the documentary. We're going, hopefully, to a city near you. We'll be in Seattle on Wednesday and Portland, Oregon on the 8th. So I think that's a Saturday. So that's this time next weekend. So those are the next two cities. Following that will be San Francisco and Las Vegas. So if you're interested in that, I would love for you to email me and tell, send a photo of yourself and give us a quick little synopsis of what your COVID-19 story is. And that's at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. So it's like the word Capricorn and the word Aquarius, but it's just together. So it's capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. All right, you guys, we have an amazing show today. Before I get him on, I mean, if you're ever been to LA or you're around LA, I mean, we're LA Talk Radio, you definitely know this guy. He's popular, and Sean Antonio has been on our show before. I'm going to put him on, but real quick, I forgot to ask. We have the EDD CARES Act Heroes stimulus that just ended. And I'm curious to know what you folks have been doing with that extra $600. You know, it's a startup and we're all trying to keep our projects going. Email us. We really want to hear how creative and what you did with that money. Did it help you stay afloat? Did you launch a business? What did you do with that extra $600 during the CARES Act pandemic? And you can email us at the startup with Monique Leray, and that's L-O-R-E, @gmail.com. And we want to hear your stories, and I'd like to read them on air. That would be kind of cool. And if you want to be on the show, send us an email there. And without further ado, I would like to actually speak to Sean Antonio. I think we've got him in hold here.
Sean. Hi. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey, Bo.
Hi, Dolph. How are you? Listen, I'm running as fast as you are. I don't even know what city I'm in, but hey, we're making it.
Yeah, what city are you in? Are you here in LA or somewhere else?
No, I'm in Washington State. I'm doing a lot of stuff these days, and it includes the pandemic documentary and some other things. But I'm here with you right now, so that's what counts.
Yeah, Mo, look great. It's great to see your face. Happy Sunday, fun day. August what? 2nd? Wow, August is here.
I mean, already. And so for my viewers and listeners who don't know who you are, which I can't imagine anyone being in LA and not effing knowing you. And you've been on my show before with Chef Corey in studio right before the pandemic, as well as your lovely wife, Alicia. Tell everybody who you are again.
Yeah, what's happening, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Sean Antonio. And yes, I am in Los Angeles, California, specifically in West Hollywood right now. We just moved to West Hollywood, so we're on fire. We're loving life. So who I am is a juggernaut, right? So Mo and I know each other from the world of casting back in the days of Blind Date, Fifth Wheel, Rendezvous, and all these great shows that were reality shows way before like reality blew up. So that was in the early 2000s. And then myself, I was building events for about 17 years here in Los Angeles. We did 3,685 events here in Los Angeles, in Las Vegas, Chicago, Dallas, and Miami. So I did that until 2017. Retired from that game and became a monster life coach, author, and motivational speaker. So that's who I am today. And I've been in the world of life coaching since 2003 and officially started coaching people around 2011 for money, when people were actually paying me for gigs.
It's the money.
And then here I am today, August 2nd, 2020. And today I just launched SeanAntonio.com. It just launched today.
Yes, congratulations. I saw your link. And why don't you tell everybody why this is different and why you're excited about this specific website?
Oh, yeah, this is awesome. So, guys, excitingly, you know, as an entrepreneur and like the startup, that's the theme of your show, right, Mo? When you first start something of an industry that you're intrigued by and passionate about, you have to learn the business behind it. So when I first launched my events company back in 2000, 2001-ish, all I knew was to host events, put people in a room, host them, book DJs, do all this fun stuff, do videos and movies, whatever it was, right? But then when, you know, media really kicked in and people wanted to find out what your web presence was, I didn't know what that looked like. So I hired some web designers and they bought SeanAntonio.com, SeanAntonio.com. And I launched it and it was really, really cool. People go online and see all my events because my event photographers used to put up weekly photos. You can RSVP with a picture of yourself and be submitted to a list and blah, 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 blah. So it went really well for a very long time. And then in 2005, I partnered with Lime PR out of New York City and HBO when Entourage season 2 was keying in, one of the biggest shows on the planet at that point in time. So what happened was I partnered with them and American Express, and SeanAntonio.com became one of the official event partners for the summer of Entourage, where people would show their black card and come to my nightclubs back then. Back then it was like Spider Club and Ledoux and a couple hot spots. Show their card and walk in. My website went from 100,000 hits a month to 1 million a week.
So, I didn't know this. This is awesome.
Yeah, this is a whole thing. So for the summer of 2005, my website was like one of the hottest event, you know, websites in Los Angeles. What happened was it expired while my designer was away in Italy with his girlfriend. So what happened is somebody picked it up and bought it. So in the midst of my like fire with Entourage, I Google my, you know, I'm on my website and I see a clothing website with my name on it. I'm like, no.
Throw it.
Again. And I'm like, no way. So what I got explained was that somebody poached my website.
Yeah, they saw your analytics and your hits and they were watching it.
I was not present to that. MySpace and Facebook wasn't on my radar really yet. So I didn't know what analytics and all that stuff and, you know, algorithms were, you know. So I delved into it. So I contacted the company, this Venezuelan clothing company. I'd stolen my website. So me being, and as you guys out there may or may not know about me, if you know me, I'm Panamanian and Dutch. So I speak a bunch of languages. I speak Spanish. I speak a little bit of Dutch. I speak Portuguese. I speak English, obviously. So my website, I called the guys out in Venezuela and I got to the CEO of this company and said, hey, I'm Sean Antonio and you have my website. Can I have it? Can I have it back? And they're like, yeah, you can have it back for $50,000. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So
oh my God, they're the modern day scalpers, dude. It's crazy.
I thought he was joking, but lo and behold, it got kind of heated. And he was like, no, there's just no way because we're going to use your traffic. And I'm like, oh man. So I let it go. And I tried to fight for it for years, even till last year. It went down. It was down to like $500. I just found out today, $599. Last Saturday, it was available for $20. I bought my name back.
This is real deal, dude. This is real life startup shit. Because I've been through it. Everyone's been through. I mean, a lot of people have been through it because you're still learning the ins and outs of what expenses and what things need to work in the beginning. And this is the point I like to tell startups in the beginning. Just get an Instagram and a Facebook and a Twitter page. Get the four horsemen, get a LinkedIn, and then build out your brand and then get your website.
Yes.
And in that, if you have the trademark, which should be the first $500 that you spend on your business, then you can tell those fuckers, excuse my language, to get off that name because you own the trademark, right?
Yes.
Or the LLC as well. So we're learning and growing. So congratulations.
Monique, and yeah, for all you guys watching, that Monique is so right. These days, get your four horsemen, right? I like what you said. Get your LLC on point and then worry about your website because honestly, for me, websites haven't been a big draw of my company for the past 10 years or so. So I've been okay with not having one, right?
Right.
But today, here we are. Now I have a one-stop shop. You Google
all
my name.
All your life's work so far.
Book me as a speaker. You can see some. We've actually going to keep it really streamlined right now. I haven't put up any videos, like anything we've done together. I put no videos, no podcasts, no nothing I've done just to keep it clean. So it shows my books, on Amazon, B2BSTR, and having amazing relationships, right?
It great shows books, my- by the way. Get them right now. Get them today. They're early Christmas gifts. They're good to get back onto your grind for the new year.
Yep, you are correct. For whatever that looks like, right? So it has my books on it. It has my motivational speaking gigs that you can book me on. And it has my life coaching services. And actually, I'm about to start a waiting list tomorrow. I'm full. I'm actually full for the first time ever. Yes, I only have one spot
available. Okay, a big startup shout out to you. Congratulations. I need like a board or something, but I'm in a hotel. John, you know, I'm really glad you actually are transparent about this because it's a real thing. And I think, you know, if we could talk about what expenses should a startup come out the gate with that they can keep in
In my opinion, all of my businesses I've had a dance company before. I was a choreographer for 12 years. Then my dance company from 21 to 23. So I had to learn that world, right? Then I had my events company, right? And then now I have my life coaching business. So what I would say for all you entrepreneurs out there, and even for you, Mo, these things you may or may not know, is get really clear about what you're going to be, what your voice is, your company mantra, and what you're going to offer that's different than what's out there. What's your stamp? What's your unique thing, right? Once you get that clear, get the business of it behind it. Learn from people who may have done it before. Look, like for me, I looked at everybody from Tony Robbins on down to what they do, the Les Browns, the Dale Carnegies, the people out there who do motivational speaking, who are authors, who are life coaches. So I did all the work. So you got to figure out what your business running is going to look like. Do you need 3 assistants? What is your LLC going to cost per month? What's your marketing budget? What's your target client? I heard this quote this week and I love it. They said, find your ideal client and fall in love with them. And I was like, wow, I love that.
I'm writing that down.
Yes, find your ideal client and fall in love with them. So for me right now, I have 29 people I'm coaching. 30 is my max. On a weekly basis, Monday through Saturday, I coach 29 amazing, successful humans that just wanted to elevate their game, right? And they're all at different levels and races. And some are celebrities and some are, you know, theatrical singers. I mean, I have all types of people, right? But the goal is for you to figure out what your unique stamp is going to be. Because no one's likely, like, everyone's like, hey, Sean, do you want to be like Tony Robbins? I'm like, no, not even close. Tony Robbins, he's a god. Good on him for what he does. And he's opened a door for people like me. But no, I want to be Sean Antonio. Like this brand of fire and this brand of stand, you know? So I say to people, I don't want to be the number one life coach in the world. I want to be the world's best life coach, right? Because then And on my website, as you can now see, I just launched it literally at midnight last night or midnight this morning.
Right? That's so great. That's the best way to ring into a new day. I mean,
yeah, right? Just clean. But you can go on there and hear all of this, you know, this thing, which I'm sure you guys out there in your business, social proof is a big thing. So people want to know what people say about you as far as the experience of working with your company. So whatever your brand is, make sure your brand consistent with treating every customer the same. Make sure you're clear about who your target people are. Make sure you're amazing at communication and clarity, guys. That is the biggest downfall in business, being self-employed and entrepreneurial. You have to be on top of your game, clear about your business hours, clear about your boundaries, and then know what you're going to spend per month. Like I know my exact overhead per month to run my business. So everything over that is savings to expand my business. Family money for my wife and daughter so we can live life. And then I give myself a little bit of playroom, like some Sean playroom money, you know?
What's that look like? I'm kidding.
If Vegas was still open, I'd be in Vegas. I know. But that's, I really want to leave all you guys on the show, whoever's on this and sees this later, is really be clear about what you want your business to look like. And honestly, be fearlessly authentic. That's a really big thing. So being fearlessly authentic, what that looks like is removing all the I can'ts, the what ifs, the I don't knows, right? And just doing the homework, taking it step by step, doing things that are fearless actions. Or as Grace Lieber, she's a life coach out in Australia, and I think she's in Sydney. She says, take massive imperfect action. Good. Massive. Because there's no perfect, right? There's no getting it right, right? There is. You just get your thing right. And then people want your thing and then they give you money and you do your thing. Like, is that something?
And that's, you know, you're hitting on a lot of great points. And I just want to run it back to the original, what you said, you have a monthly budget of what you spend. What do you think are the main things that, people should budget for when they're starting? Every business is different. Let's just say it's an online-based business. They're not quite sure what it's going to be, but what do you think are the main things that people need?
Well, I would say definitely find your target staff of people that you want to bring aboard, experts in that world that can handle things you don't know. So whatever that looks like, right? So figure out what that's going to, especially right now in times of COVID, we don't know what people are up to. People are all over the map, right? So figure out what your team's going to look like, your village. I call them my village, right? So who are your supporting cast, and do they have the same vision that you do? So you have to make sure you're very clear about your vision, right? Then you have to figure out your operating costs. What are you going to spend on marketing? What we did is we did targeted ads on different genres and kind of categories of people all over the world. So we beta tested it. 1 week we spent 500. The next week we spent 1,000. The next week we spent 200. And we watched our analytics. We're like, oh, in Germany we're blowing up. Like last year when I launched Sean Antonio Life Coaching on Teachable, I have my online school, which is now on SeanAntonio.com. Just go there, right? So my online school, it blew up in India. What was happening is I was giving away for 1 month of April last year, I gave away a free course called Reset Your World. And it's all about resetting everything in your world. And dude, I was getting 30 to 40 clients a day signing up. My phone was blowing up throughout the day for about a month, like hundreds of Indian 22, and I saw the analytics, 18 to 35.
You've got that exotic look, Sean. You're just worldwide, baby.
I don't know, man. maybe because the salt and pepper kind of related with them. I don't know. But, it really helped me see how to learn where people are looking for me. And that's what you got to do is figure out what you want to spend, what you can afford to spend. And if, say, for example, you guys bring in investors, right? Let's just go there. If you bring in investors, get clear about what you need as startup capital. Like one of my dear friends, he needs $90,000 just to get off the ground right now. But to get it rolling, he wants $350,000. So I said, cool, let's break it down and figure out what the business plan looks like, what your 5-year turnout or 3-year turnout's gonna be. So if I'm an investor coming to you with $500,000, when am I gonna start to see return? What am I getting for my $500,000? Like whatever it looks like. So whatever business, as Monique said, whatever business you're looking at, be clear about what it looks like. And whatever you don't know, Google the shit out of it. Figure it out. It's rabbit hole shit. You got to be willing to do the work. And here's the thing that people most rub up against with, and I'll talk to you about a psychology point of view. People are so afraid to go after what they really want. Guys, we got to stop that. We really do. I'm taking on this.
We don't have time. Go for it.
We're in a pandemic. We're slowly dying. The planet's completely different, right? Like, so the real truth about this entrepreneurial stuff is, guys, we got to get the fuck out of our own way. I say that on purpose. Meaning, take the actions. I have this girl. I just started coaching last night. She's a badass. But she has all these things she's doing. And what she really wants to do is cannabis. And she's really good in it. So I'm like, let's get your business plan. Let's get your voice together. Let's figure out what that looks like. She's like, I would love a shop here in Hollywood, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, cool. So what's stopping you? Fear, right? So we really got to deal without fear. And guys, it's an uncertain time. Look what COVID has done to the world, right? Look at all of us indoors. I'm talking to you from my master bedroom right now with all the pink satin around me, right?
Like, in West Hollywood, baby.
West Hollywood, bitches, right? So there's all that. So, I mean, honestly, just get really clear. I'm going to leave it there. Get your marketing budgets clear. Figure out what your village is going to look like. Get your voice clear. And you can redefine yourself at all times. I'm taking a picture on your camera. If you mess up the photo, take another shot. And don't punish yourself. Don't waste time on that. Don't let doubt and fear suck a dick.
Love that. You know what? And that's the truth. And you and I, we, like you said, we started in a casting recruiter space, and we've had many different evolutions of our brands and our careers. And you have to give yourself permission to make mistakes. You have to give yourself permission to move forward, and you gotta fucking forgive yourself. And people don't do that enough. I've been guilty of it. But then, right now, things that matter are fully in view, and it's really clear to see exactly what matters. So I love what you're saying on those all those fronts. I want to go back to something that you said, which was really freaking cool. You said communication and boundaries. And yes, it's good to be, party animal and fun. But when it comes to business, I absolutely agree 100% about communication. And I find that, you know, I run the gamut with different types of clients. Some are very communicative and get right back to you and almost give you too many responses. And then I have some that are completely gone, just ghosted, but you know that they're there, but they're just not as communicative. What tools would you offer to keep the communication and the boundaries in the flow of things for your startup, for your brand?
Oh, very cool. So that's a great question. So here's what I would do. Thank you for bringing that point up. So what I would do for you guys out there in the world and for yourself, Mo, too, is be really clear about the client. Like every time I sit with a client the first time in my life coaching business, in my events company, when I had that, in my dance company, I would sit down and say, client, what do you need? What do you want to work on? What's missing for you? And how can I contribute to your world, right? So I always get their communication style, how they operate. And I even ask them this direct question. What's the easiest way to get in touch with you? Are you a texter? Am I calling you? Am I emailing you? What is your communication style? So such that you don't miss communications, because we have what? I know I have personally 26 ways you can get in touch with me.
Between my you social, counted them, Sean? I don't even want to count. I've got 3 phones. I don't even want to count them.
Dude, it was confronting. When I saw that, I'm like, oh, man. And for you guys out there, there's a video called from Gary Turk. And it's a video called Look Up. It's a beautiful video about how we're stuck in our phones all the time and we miss life. But I thought about that. We look up, right? So Google it. It's amazing on YouTube. It's rad. I send it out all the time to my clients. But the point of that is you got to get really clear about how the client communicates such that you adjust yourself and you're flexible and malleable to their communication style. Be efficient with your words. Be really clear about what your intentions are. I have a thing called intended outcomes that I train all my clients on. What intended outcomes are, your IOs, as I call them, is be clear about what you want to accomplish in a conversation or business moment. And don't be attached to the outcome, but be intentional. So be like, this is what I want. Like, for example, with my clients, they pay me in several different ways. I have 3 different ways they pay me, either monthly, half of what they owe me, or the full amount. And most of my clients, they're like, here's the full amount. I'm like, great. So we don't have to talk about money. We just go ahead and get to work on your life. So get clear about how they are in their world of communication. And then you just got to be great at it. You got to step your game up. Now, you know, a lot of my clients say, you know, I'm not really good at communication. I'm really good at being in touch with my feelings. I'm like, that's you saying that. No more disempowering phrases. Right.
Yeah, you know, and it links up with your lifestyle growing up and your surrounding, and you have to kind of divorce that because this is your brand. So you get to choose how this goes.
You say it all the time, right? Divorce your story, right?
Divorce your story, marry your truth. I picked that up from some housewife I saw. Yeah, like,
and it's great. And that's the thing. And, you know, and what's the other part you had asked me about communication, and you asked about something else?
Oh, yeah. So boundaries with the client.
Boundaries. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, but in the past, I've had where, like I said, the communication has been not so great on their part. And I, you know, and when do you feel is good to say, all right, you've put a deposit, but you haven't followed through to get the service? When do you give, and how do you work that? And because you want to keep them and you want them to be happy, but sometimes people don't really move
At the beginning, you start that conversation with your boundaries such that it's not a push and pull back and forth, right? So how I speak my boundaries is day one, I say, hey, this is the level of enthusiasm of a coach you're going to get, this level all the time. I'm going to be very present, aware, and I'm going to be in your face supporting you winning at the game of life. So at the beginning, you set your boundaries, right? You set your agreements, not rules. Rules are meant to be broken and they have all this stigma around it, right? And here's the thing. You said something really powerful. You said, you know, keeping them happy. Fuck that. It's not about keeping them happy. It's about both of you guys knowing your rules of engagement, right? Mm-hmm. So the rules of engagement, at the beginning, you say how it goes. So when I talk to my clients and hear the world of what they want to deal with, I say, rock and roll, here's what we can do. I give them a little taste of what we can do. And they go, wow, Sean, that sounds great. I'm down. Then I tell them my guidelines. I say, I'm available Monday through Friday. On Saturdays is Dadder Day. I hang out with my daughter, barely check my phone. It's me and a 4-year-old building TVs and doing fights, right? So Saturdays, I'm not available, right? And then on Sundays, I'm off the map. It's my reboot day. Today, I made
an
exception.
You on the reboot day.
Yes. Today's my, but you're you. So I'm like, and I launched my site. So it made perfect alignment. Perfect alignment. And I just changed my logo on my Instagram, my Sean Antonio Life Coach Instagram, from me and you to my actual logo. So
that's the best. I saw it. Yeah, with our congratulations. Getting a logo is a shot in the arm. It's like Christmas whenever I see my Fiverr alert. I love that.
Yeah, that's awesome. So yeah, so guys, with boundaries, it's a really touchy thing. Take boundaries, be clear about, okay, and here's another thing about boundaries, really, really awesome. Make sure your boundaries aren't boundaries based on insecurity and fear. Or doubt, or I can't, or it's happened to me before. Let's make sure we really leave those past conversations in the past and set the boundaries healthily, such that when you say, hey, you know what I'm saying? You can really delineate that, because I heard this quote about business, and I like it, and I'm of two mindsets of it, but in business, there's no emotion. There isn't, right? Because you're supposed to just be like, these are my guidelines. These are my rules. This is how I roll. These are my agreements. And this is how I roll my clients. And with my clients, I have a thing called volcanoes and avalanches. A volcano means, Sean, I'm struggling. I need to talk to you. I'll call you back as soon as possible. We talk you through it. We get straight to it. And we solve the problem either A, after it's happened when you fucked it all up, or B, before it's happened, which I prefer, so we cannot fuck it up. But then I give them an avalanche. An avalanche is, I had a win, Sean. We did something and then a breakthrough with my mom. I won and I got my ideal client because of what we talked. Like, those are successes. So the boundaries are a really powerful thing that you have to set in every area of your life, not just your business, in your personal life, with yourself, moderation, self-regulation. Those are powerful things because we're all here in COVID, right? And some people are getting really in shape like me, and some people are gaining a bunch of fucking weight and getting fat, right? So,
that's really true. I like what you're saying, and I think it goes back to your first statement with, because you said the boundaries in the beginning, and that's you getting clear with the client about what they want, what their goals are. So that goes hand in hand, kind of like a when you take a course, the instructor gives you the course, and you know what it is. So I like
because
like,
then you know what too, then you're celebrating the bound. I mean, the triumphs with them as they're accomplishing the goals that you guys talked about in your first initial conversation, face to face, whatever. Yeah. Now, for the next 4 months, 5 months, year, you're watching their company go from, for example, one of my clients, when I first started coaching him last October, his company was worth $50 million. Now his company, because of the efforts I've given him as coach and the actions he's taken, his company is worth $85 million.
Wow.
$35 million growth within October to now. So what, 8 months, 9 months? Oh, sorry, 10 months?
That's dynamic.
And another client of mine, one of my dear friends who I've been coaching for a year and a half, he was worth last year, worth on paper, $3 million. He came to my house for a socially distant coaching the other day. We had masks on and the whole nine. And his company is now worth $50 million.
I need a visual.
So from three to five. And you know what happened? Here's the secret, guys. He took fearless and perfect actions. He just did it. He's like, I'm going to try this.
You can't care what people think. It goes back to like the boiler room. Like Ben Affleck is like, F your mom, F your dad, get the money. And, it's harsh. You cannot care.
But you know what, though? I agree with that mindset. It's not about fuck your mom or fuck your dad or fuck your best friend or any of that. It's about the mindset to be relentless in the pursuit of what you're creating and letting nothing, specifically yourself and your what ifs, and I can't and I failed. And the fucking party we throw for ourselves, right? It's about letting go of all of that and just taking the action and falling down. Like my friend who's now worth $50 million, he lost some money last year. He lost some money last week. One of his investments went sideways. The other one went great. Crypto's up and down. He's like all over the map, you know?
Yeah.
His accounts got frozen last year for like 3 months. He had to borrow money from me. Like what? Like that.
Well, your Christmas stocking is going to be very full this year, Mr.
I'll make sure it's big fat one.
I love that. And so, okay, great. Now we have about 15 more minutes with you and appreciate you sharing your Sunday. And thanks to Viva and Alicia, shout out. Yeah. Why don't we take a moment? Now that we've got SeanAntonio.com.
Everything's on SeanAntonio.com, but you can find me on Facebook under Sean Antonio. Just Google my name. I'm at 4,980 friends, so I only have space for 20 more.
Right? I saw someone with 25,000 the other day. But go ahead. Really?
Oh, it's by a fan page. Fan pages and personal accounts are different. You can have a fan page and just have, like, if I had Sean Antonio fan page, I'd have, you know, I don't know how many people, right? But I have my personal account. So you can find me there on Facebook. That's the one I'm most active on. My personal Instagram, just my Sean Antonio Instagram, my life, milestones, my events company was on there. A lot of stuff's on there. That's Sean Antonio 11, S-H-A-W-N, just for you guys out there. And then my coaching ones are Sean Antonio Life Coaching. That's my newest one. Mo was my featured model forever and ever on that one. So I'm just building that. And on the other Instagrams I have are at the Fire Series. They promote my books and quotes from my books. Be the Beast You Are, and Having Amazing Relationships, both on Amazon for $8, $8. I made it super cheap and applicable to your life. And it's like an hour read, guys, like an hour applicable to your life now kind of shit, like answers to your questions, right? So there's all that. You can find me on Twitter at the Fire Series as well, and Sean Antonio. I have those two. And on LinkedIn, Sean Antonio Life Coaching. You can find me there as well. Now, here's the great thing about what I do in the social media world, at least in my opinion. Is all of my followers are actual followers that I know or know me or friends. I don't have 8,000, you know, 800,000 followers in anything I do because I don't know those 800,000 people. I know millions I've met over the years, but my engagement. Yeah. I've met about six million people over the past 21 years in Los Angeles, right? I have. That's what it's been. But I like, for me anyway, I like my followers being people that actually care about what I'm doing or what they're doing, not just following people for shits and giggles. And that's really, for me anyway, that's important. I know it's a numbers game. Sometimes people need to see you as 5 million followers. I get that. But at the same time, make sure you know the people that you're engaging with. The people that you're giving the, I say it like this, the privilege of being a part of your life.
Well, that's really actually a really poignant. I like what you're saying with that. I think that goes hand in hand with your specific business model in your core business, which is the coaching, the life coaching, because you do want to have that interpersonal. You do want to actually have tangible relationships with these people. I wonder if maybe some other startups, though, could benefit from outreach in different ways and not necessarily having that close of a relationship, because you can leverage those numbers, as you probably pointed out earlier with the club promotions. You can leverage those numbers to book gigs, right? Like, especially if you're going to do speaking engagements.
They used to buy, back in my day when I was in events, people used to buy each other's lists from each other.
Oh, I remember that. Remember that? When we do like casting and like, how many leads do you have?
Yeah, people used to, I remember I got my hands on a couple of fellow promoters' lists, and I'm like, I don't want it. I don't want your list. I want my own. Like, I'm not buying your list. I'm not selling mine either. My clients are my friends, and I built a rapport with them. So no, I'm not going to give them to you because who knows where you're putting them. So I know in other businesses, and I'll really speak on that. Like you said, other businesses, yes, you do have to have 3 million followers. Do that. I don't expect you to know all of your followers, but I just say it's a really powerful thing to engage and know the people, because right now, why I'm so busy is because three core groups of people that I coach, I have almost their entire circle. That's it. Like, I have a guy, I have an A-list actor. I have an A-list actor who I have his current girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend. I have his mom. I have his adopted brother. I have his esthetician. I have his great friend out in Colorado. I have all that out of one friend, right? So, you know, it's really about the referral and the fucking difference you make, whether it's life coaching or, you know, whatever your focus is. Oh, another one, focus. That's a big one. Watch a Warren Buffett or Steve Jobs YouTube, Google it. Dude, focus. They have some great videos on focus. That's the problem with us oftentimes. We get told that we can multitask. Fuck that. Do one thing great first, crush that. Hit and that, goal, that target and then expand, because by then you'll have time and money. Watch what Sarah Knight says. Sarah Knight on her TED Talk, The Magic of Not Giving a Fuck. Yeah. She talks about your fuck bucks, and she talks about time, energy, and money. Where are you spending it? And where are you wasting it? So if you can really delineate yourself where you're not being effective and get rid of all of that for the month of August, you'll have the best month ever.
I love it. Speaking of focus, because I'm going to get you on this other lane, because I want to get this question for you. What are you finding in your personal coaching, not just for the business segment, what are you finding that people in this moment, in this in global pause are requiring of you, are asking, are seeking answers to specifically as it relates to the COVID-19 outbreak?
You know what? That's a great question, Mo. I'd say they're really...
Without giving away personal...
Yeah, of course. Well, what's the vibration right now is everyone's afraid. The uncertainty has been the thing, right? Like they had a bunch of things in place and then February, March happened and boom, America fell apart, right? So I have friends who were millionaires who had houses in the hills who now don't have that, right? So there's been people like that. So I would say, you know, be really responsible for what you really want to do and then do it, right? So to be really, how do I say it this way? What I'll say is that my clients have been struggling with believing in themselves, with the abilities to do it, right? And then completing the past about when they may have tried that thing and failed. So it's dealing with that failure. And you know what I've been rubbing up against a lot, which it surprised me. People's, in my experience of coaching all these people, is my experience is people are more afraid of the fear of success and having it than the fear of failure. Like the fear of failure is like so, everyone's like, but Sean, what if I can do that? And I'm like, yeah, let me be your partner. Let's do that. Right. And then they get there, like my guy who's worth $50 million. Then they get there and I'm like, now what? Let's go further. Like, let's. So it's really what the vibration since COVID's really kicked in is people are so afraid. The control factor of all my control enthusiasts, as I call them out there, you know, we got to release control because guess what? We were never in control. COVID just shifted it so we could see it for what it really is. So be mindful of what you do, what you say, and how you be, right? And then remove that past and all those things that are in the space that are failures for you, or upsets, or things that just kind of don't work for you, you know? And that's it. You gotta remove the garbage. I have a powerful practice, and I'll leave you guys with this one thing. I do a thing called the burn list. And I found the burn list back in 2013. And what that is taking everything that you want to energetically let go of, whether it's a failure, an ex-boyfriend, a job you hated, whatever it may be, writing it on a piece of paper, okay? And then burning that piece of paper, right? Like reading it out loud to yourself or somebody else, like calling up one of your best friends or mom, whoever, and reading it with them. Like it's a purge. And then here's the powerful shit. And here's the agreement. You then purge it by burning it safely, obviously, in a barbecue, in a plate, whatever you do, burn it and watch the flurries go away. The flurries are the releasing factor energetically of you going back into the universe in the past where it belongs, not on you. And here's the final agreement. No more suffering over it and no more talking about it. That's it. And that's the whole world of the burn list. I've done 7 years of burn list. This past New Year's, I did a thing called Purge Your Decade with 1,200 friends around the world. We purged 2010 to January 1st, 2020. We purged it on paper. A friend of mine had a notebook.
We're going to need to purge this year, Sean. We're going to do a special 2020.
2020 is a big one as well. But yeah, guys, I mean, do a burn list. And then, like I said, not that the things that you're letting go on the burn list don't exist for you anymore, but we're going to stop suffering over it. So we're not going to be like, you know, the last time I was in a relationship, the guy really hurt. Wow. Stop. Right? Like, just
it's old, and it's old energy, right?
It's old energy. Yeah.
It's old energy and you've shifted. And, you know, I asked a good friend of mine that she's put up with me for over 20 years. I always say that to her. And she says, and I asked her, I'm like, okay, how come, you know, I've got this kind of guy that I'm attracting. She's like, it's because of your vantage point. So when you've moved your vantage point, you attract different. And I'm like, oh my God, that's priceless. You're my friend and you're giving me this advice. This is great. I didn't have to spend any money on a therapist for that one. But you can apply that with business. Like you said earlier, you're kicking your own ass over a startup, you know, in 2000. You didn't know what you knew now. And there's so much access to new information that you can knock it out of the park. So give your past business tries, guys, and try something new.
Forgive them. And I love your vantage point. Your friend is genius. I call it your magnet. What is your magnet tuned into? Is it tuned into constant abundance and financial success? Is it tuned into toxic, you know, chaotic shit? Like I have a client who's just chaotic all the time and I love her, but she's always chaotic. I'm like, why is your magnet so fucked? Let's reset that magnet. So your vantage point is exactly the same kind of difference of having your magnet. Get your magnet in tune. But for that to even happen, guys, with your startups, you got to be fearless, man. Go for it. Fail. and then learn. Like for me in my house, it's win or lose. There's win or learn. There's no losing in my house. We win or we learn. But society's ingrained us that we don't, when we lose, it means something about us. When we fail, it means none of that shit means anything, guys. All out there say and use the words that empower yourself. They fuel your soul, man. That's what you got to do.
And you know, Sean, you're kind of just putting that idea of all the pebbles on your path are leading up to the house. So all the stones that you've been gathering along the way get you to where you're going. Even if you thought that job at Target wasn't, you know, going to add up to anything, you might have met someone while you were in Target and now you're doing business with them. Or you might have lost a flight and meet someone and now you're doing a documentary about their family. So, you know, all those stones on the startup path can really work to your benefit.
That's huge. And to actually add to your statement, I have a thing I teach all my clients too. Everything that happens to you and at you is for you.
Ooh, so that's a t-shirt.
Everything that happens to you, maybe it's a t-shirt, maybe I make it. Everything that happens to you and at you is for you. So take everything, good, bad, ugly, and know that there's a divine reason why it's happening. It's up to us to discover the reasons and the fuel behind it to apply it to our lives. I love everything in my life. I would not redo anything if I had a time machine. And Mo, you know my life. I've been through some shit. I would not press the reset button on any of it. I would walk through the same fires again.
Wow, that's huge. I mean, you know, you've come so far, and why don't we plug Alicia's stuff right now?
Here we go.
His wife, Alicia, is awesome. She's a badass Australian and the mother of Diva Jean. And she's got a shoe line. She's got books. What has she got going, and how can we plug it?
AliciaAntonio.com. Just got it purchased too.
That's it.
So Alicia's amazing. She's right. Amazing wife of mine, 8 years. I sound like I have a lot of wives. One wife. She's Australian. She's a badass. Our daughter Viva is amazing. She's about to be 5 August 26th. So my wife started writing when she was in her like early teens. So she's been writing most of her life. She's now 38. But most recently, she helped me publish my books and then started writing her stories. So she's released 7 books, 3 for clients, other clients, and 4 of her own. So she has children's books that she writes under Alicia Antonio. And also, too, she has this book I love. It just came out called Shit I Wish I Knew When I Was a Teenager. Look that book up, guys.
That's a great title.
It's a great cover. It's like a yellow book with red writing, and it's Shit I Wish I Knew When I Was a Teenager. And it's hilarious. So it's like a how-to book about life. And then she writes children's book. One of her favorite books that's been selling a lot is called Land of Nod. It's a bedtime story based in reality of her experiences being a mother to Viva. And she partnered with this guy, Kai Dong Dong, based out of China. He's this amazing graphic artist. So she took his art and her words. And 10% of the proceeds go to Children's Hospital, Los Angeles, to help, you know, our daughter was born with club feet, so we had that, right? But Alicia, my wife, is amazing. She's a great editor, a great graphic designer. She designed my logo. She designed my website. Hello. She designed her own website. So she's releasing a trilogy coming soon. It's being proofed, and it's up in the world of publishing. Some stuff's happening, which I won't say about it yet, but...
Well, I got the vibe, not to cut you off, but I got the vibe when you said the title of Non. I'm like, that would be a cool-ass film, like a script.
Yes.
So we never know. We're gonna put it, and then it's 4:44, so I don't know. It's getting weird now, Sean.
I got one more minute. So here's what I gotta do. So Alicia writes her books with the intention of them actually being optioned for movies. She goes in with that mindset. Like, and one of my good friends, a $50 million guy, he just bought a production company, and he's like, "We're making films for people." He's like, "When you're ready, let's make your books into movies." She's like,
"There you go,
all in house." Oh, that's one last thing, guys. Everything that you need for your startup is in your phone. I guarantee you, in your phone or 1, 2, 3 degrees of separation from where you're at now. So use your village, use your resources, be fearless and be unstoppable. AliciaAntonio.com, SeanAntonio.com. We are game changers. That's it.
Yes, you are. And I wasn't rushing you. I was actually saying when I thought that, because the time, you know, the number sequence, it's still 4:44 is what I meant about her phone. Like it was alignment.
Alignment.
Well, great. So you guys, here's Sean and Alicia. They're awesome. Make sure you follow him on all those four horsemen of the platforms, or just go to SeanAntonio.com. And you're selling on Amazon all those books, right?
Yep. I've been selling on Amazon for 3 years, my partners. Yep.
There you go.
Yeah,
they're great. Sean, thank you for sharing your Sunday with us.
Yeah, no, thanks for letting me share who I am and what I am in the world. And thank you, Mo, for loving me these past 20 years of friendship. And to all you guys out there, take fearless action. Stop fucking around. Live your dreams now. Now. All right?
We'll be seeing more of you on LA Talk, I have a feeling, here soon.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
I love you, Mo. Thank you.
I love you, too. Thank you. Oh, happy Sunday. And you guys, that's right. That was Sean Antonio. Check him out at SeanAntonio.com. What a great startup story about getting your domain name, getting that trademark. I can't drive this home enough. I really believe that the first $500 that you should spend on your brand should be your trademark and your LLC, or however you choose to form your business according to your needs and what your tax person and accountant says, and whichever state or territory that you're in. But you definitely need to get claim of your name, and that rhymed for some reason. Great tips today. He is a firehouse. I love him very much. And I want to give a special shout out to our sponsor, Michael Solberg Family Wines. Thank you so much for supporting us and everything that we're doing here on the Startup with Monique Leray. I have some cool things coming down the pike in the fall. Thanks for all the support on this channel, for everyone that does support it. I want to give a shout out to Lady Ray J there in St. Louis, Missouri. She is on TOKOLV Radio. And what else? I want to also tell you guys about Justice for Jackie, which is, again, you know, really important thing. You can check it out on YouTube. It's a documentary that I'm working on. And right now we just have the sizzle reel up, but we are in pre-production and we'll probably pick back up springtime next year, depending on what this COVID-19 outbreak is looking like and how on track we are for a vaccine. You can check it out, Justice, the number 4, Jackie, on YouTube. So get me some hits on there, guys. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button for Latchkey Kid Films. So I have a lot of things in the mix. I know it's a lot of information, but it's fun and it's good stuff. Also, Justice for Andrea and Bryson is another story here out of Washington State. And, you know, these are stories that need to be told. And I'm happy to do it. And the community has been supportive. And if you guys are looking to support some of my startups, we're happy to take that love. I just started a new PayPal, and you can support anything I'm doing on Cap Aquarius Media. So you would just send it to capaquariusmedia@gmail.com, and that's on PayPal. And we appreciate the support for some of these projects. I feel like I have something else to tell you guys, but there's so much going on. Yes, definitely want to hear about your EDD stories. So if you could kindly send me an email, tell me what you did with the extra $600 a week during the CARES Hero. I think it was the Hero Act, the CARES Act for EDD. I could be wrong, but the extra stimulus money that the government was giving folks that came to an end this weekend. How do you guys feel about that? Have you turned that money into startup money for your business? Did you just buy groceries with it, which is still very important? Did you just maintain your lifestyle with it? What did you do with that money? And we had Christina Charpentier-Biddle on. I call her the Southern Belle Badass, the money gal. And she gave you guys some tips on that. Look at some of the past shows. What are we starting up? What are we doing from here, guys? What I do love is I love seeing people helping each other, and that's masking up. Oh, where's my mask? Mask up, you guys. Oh, here it is. Don't forget to mask up, you guys, and support your, love thy neighbor, right? They're uncomfortable and they suck, but I'm having fun. I've got some with some decorative features. So mask up, wash those hands, hand sanitizer, 6 feet or more, and let's be done with this. Let's just pull together and really try to be like other nations around the world that are kind of moving on. What did they do right? Maybe we can learn from them, like any other business, right? You see a thriving business and you consult with those people and how they started and how they're operating, and you get ideas. Maybe we should do that with COVID. We can each one teach one on that. But on that note, I'm going to leave you guys. Have a beautiful Sunday. What will you start up today? Thanks for tuning in. Be well.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.